This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. We have the great Roger Simon in the studio and Aaron Spradlin of Mission America Foundation studio. But first, before we continue our conversation, we are going to hear from the Tennessee Star's chief meteorologist, Daphne DeLauren, with the Tennessee Star Fresh Forecast.
Hey friends, happy Thursday. Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren here for the Star News Network. Just checking in and reminding you about something very, very exciting coming up in the very near future. Starting on Monday, June 20th, you can go to TennesseeStar.com each weekday evening at 5 p.m. for the Tennessee Star Evening News Update. How about that? There you'll be able to catch my full fresh forecast. I'll help you plan your day, rain or shine. And hey, if you're looking for some fun these next few days, look no further. CMA Fest is the hot place to be in Nashville. Not only today, you have tomorrow, even Saturday. So if you miss today, you can go tomorrow. If you miss tomorrow, you can go Saturday. Just head downtown. It's going to be packed with country music. Head to cmafest.com to see what time and which stage your favorite artist is performing. In the meantime, you'll really want to pay attention to the forecast since, don't kill the messenger, these events rely heavily on cooperative weather days, and there's going to be some times of rain here. I'll have you covered with a fresh forecast at noon today.
Thank you very much, Daphne. We appreciate that wonderful forecast. So, Roger, you've been working on something that it should be really exciting, and it's a lot of fun. And so I'll just let you talk about the debate you're planning.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was just in the Big Apple. With its sour core these days. But I was at the headquarters of the people who employed me at the Epoch Times, which is, I have to say, the greatest outfit I've ever worked for, and I've worked for everybody from the New York Times to Warner Brothers. The Epoch Times is quite something, and if you don't subscribe, you're missing out on the best newspaper in the country right now, bar none. And what we're doing is we're setting up a debate here in the company of the Nashville Republican Women and my wife, Cheryl Hodgen, a new kind of debate in the 5th Congressional District. As everyone knows, most political debates are garbage, and they're run by journalists, boo, like Chris Wallace, who famously probably cost Trump the election in the last
Among several other things, but yes.
Yeah. Anyway, what we're trying to do is change the nature of these debates by, instead of having journalists ask the questions, have real experts in the field ask the questions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to truck into Nashville, and this is on July 12th. Save that date because everybody's invited. It's going to be at a big venue where there'll be room for everybody, and they're going to be real superstars of their area, like a Gordon Chang, who's mm-hmm. probably the greatest expert on China. He's going to be asking the candidates the questions on foreign policy, not some journalist like me. Actually, I'll be the host, but I'm going to be completely neutral. I'm just going to introduce people. That's it.
So what you're saying is a real debate where it's going to be pretty hard for a candidate to basically give a bumper sticker answer for a question and then somehow let that fly.
Yes.
We often have whole campaigns by vapid individuals who have very little between their ears that are run bumper sticker campaigns to repeat what everybody else says.
Yeah,
so that's good.
But that's good. And that's up to them. You know, I think that we have some candidates in this who are pretty smart.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that it just gets away from the journalistic bias thing because any of these debates, it's just journalists trying to show off or either worse than just show off, tilt the election and screw the public. This is trying to inform the public. So we're going to bring in someone like a Jay Bhattacharya or a Scott Atlas to ask the medical questions. And the COVID questions and the things that people really need to know. And so the idea of this is going to be, here in Nashville, a pilot for what the Epoch Times hopes is going to be a new national trend for how to have a political debate, away from journalists and into experts and into the truth. Let's hope. Good luck to us. But July 12th is the date. Be there or be square.
Well, I look forward to it. I know I will be there, and I believe Michael will as well.
He will.
So,
listen, all the groups, we want to get all the conservative groups together on this. One of the mistakes that everybody makes is, it's us, but not them. You know, it's that famous joke from The Life of Brian. Are you the Judean Liberation Front? No, we're the People's Front of Judea. You know, it's like enough of that stuff.
there was a great also a more recent one, which I thought The Life of Brian was hilarious. There was a more recent, about 10 years ago in South Park. They go forward into the future, and there's three groups of atheists left in the South Park right. episode, and the only thing they're fighting over is what to name themselves. So yeah, I get that point. Well, that was that'll be fun. So July 12th, hosted by the Davidson. I mean, the local host is the Davidson County Republican.
No, the local host is the Nashville Republican Women.
The Nashville Republican Women. Yeah.
And then
Epic Times, of course,
Epic
on the Nashville.
Epic Times will be streaming it live to the internet, and already some groups are going to have listening parties, like up in West Haven.
Okay. Very cool. Well, that's a lot more fun and exciting to bring up the conversation than our previous dark topic, sadly.
Yeah,
but
well.
I do want to switch gears a little bit while we still have about 5 minutes or so, Aaron. Just be blunt. All these new gun regulations and laws that the Democrats are proposing, they're not going to fly. Some of them, they're not going to do anything, even if they do pass. Most of them won't, and they're a distraction from what the real issue is for their electoral chances, which is gas prices are so sky high and they're only going higher, and the Democrats are going to get their butts whipped in the congressional elections in November. So they're trying to distract people. What you mentioned, you started in on this and said that Williamson County is pretty darn good in terms of securing their students. So
right.
Why are they good, and how can that be? I also believe I've heard that Knox County is pretty good too, right? But let's use Williamson since we're a stone's throw away. So what do they do that's well, and how can that be replicated around the state?
Well, first, every school has an SRO, a school resource officer,
right.
And that is a deputy sheriff of Williamson County. Or
is
multiple.
He armed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or multiple deputy sheriffs, depending on how big the schools are. Secondly, there's only one way in and there's only one way out, and that's the way it needs to be. You control everything. When I was talking about complacency earlier, if you have a schedule that you change so that the bad guys don't pick it up, and you check the doors, I mean, this is not a difficult thing. We make it more complicated than it is. Have a system in the way that you're securing it and make certain that you're doing it in a timely manner all the time. When kids go to lunch, you know, in the schools in Williamson County, I've seen they'll sit outside and they'll eat outside and then they'll go back in. Well, sometimes, you know, hey, Jim, hold the door for me so I can get in. He props the door and he doesn't do it. But if you have somebody that is very aware of, you know, the daily activities or multiple people, you can make certain that those doors stay closed.
And then you got to give a harsh penalty to a kid, though. Then if they do prop the door open in order to not break the security.
Right,
the
you
perimeter.
Can't. You can't walk into, for instance, Brentwood High School until you show an ID, go through the first level, you're met by, you know, SRO is there in the office, and you have to be who you say you are or there to get your child or whatever, and then you can move with a pass through the school and you come back out of the school and hand in that pass before you get your license back. So you don't forget, right?
Right.
I know that, you know, the governor just passed the executive order, the state of emergency for schools. They want to implement this in a much larger scale. Of course, like anything else, it takes funding. And so you have to, like we were talking about, having funding to fight trafficking, having funding to reorganize your funds, if you will. You know, this is a very big deal. Gun control is not going to do anything. The prime example, and I think that the other side just likes to make noise for the sake of making noise. Chicago is Chicago. Illinois has got the toughest gun laws. Chicago's got the toughest gun laws. And the murder rate is the highest in the country. It has nothing to do with the gun.
You know what else had happened? Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paris has got unbelievably strong gun laws. And then they had terrorism come in there and kill 134 people.
Listen, I went through this really quickly yesterday, and it was like we have less than 5% of the world's population. And, you know, whatever data manipulation the Democrats do, the truth is we have less than 1.15% of the world's per capita mass shootings in this country.
Yeah.
So all of that. And France per capita has four times more than we do. Norway has 21 times. So Democrats and the left, anybody who wants to grab your gun, let's face it, Second Amendment is absolute full stop. It doesn't matter what bumbling Joe Biden has to
say. It's a power trip. It's everything
exactly.
The Democrats are doing now is a power trip. That's
dangerous. We got to run for a break. This is Aaron Gulberton and for Michael Patrick Leahy. We will be back and see you, I believe, for News Potpourri later on.